You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome, welcome to Alan Brazil Up Front with Audio Boom. And I've got a special guest here. We're talking, wait for it, we're talking cricket. We're looking ahead to the Ashes with Dominic Cork. Sky's Dominic Cork. Corky, morning.
Good morning, Alan. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a great series.
It's going to be great, isn't it? Let's look back a wee bit, because the Australians are just coming back off of absolutely hammering the West Indies. England have been doing fairly well in the one-dayers. What about this Australian side then? Because the bowling attack is phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a special bowling attack. If you look at where they've been recently, they've done well. Their issues are is who do they play? They've got five quick bowlers and they've got to obviously get rid of two. So Mitchell Johnson might not even play. And who'd have thought that?
Amazing.
What he did to England, you know, over in Australia, you know, his pace, his aggression, they may leave him out because they may go with Stark, they may go with Hazelwood, and they'll definitely go with Ryan Harris.
Hazelwood, so. You've touched on Hazelwood with me before.
Yep.
Tell us a little bit about him, because one or two people will not know much about him. They'll be amazed when they hear you saying Johnson might not play.
Yeah, well, you know, he's highly regarded by Darren Lehman, and who would ever, you know, question him the way he took over the Australian side. You know, he's been fantastic. Hazelwood is a young cricketer who's coming through. Five test matches he's played. He's getting nearly five wickets every test, averaging 19 with the ball. He's one of these bowlers in English conditions it might suit. A guy who will bowl line and length, look to hit top of off. And I think England will produce slow wickets, which maybe will suit Hazelwood more than it'll suit the quicker bowlers.
Well, you know, it's amazing, isn't it? Because it's interesting when you say slower wickets, because a lot of people think it's a foregone conclusion, England are going to get absolutely hammered. But that may not be the case. England have found a bit of camaraderie now. You know, they're buddies, they're playing for each other. Okay, they've dropped a few in the one days, but the fielding is much, much sharper, much quicker now, and they've got the crowd behind them now.
Everything's... you know I'm always pro-England. I just think the way that England are heading is going to give England a chance of, you know, competing in the Ashes. I still believe that Australia will go in as favourites, unfortunately, I'll have to say that. But I think that England will definitely win a Test match, and maybe the confidence, if they can do it early on in that Test series. Remember, it goes Cardiff Lords.
Now, England. Why Cardiff first, Dom?
Well, because they bid more than any other team, and you know
it's. So it's not tactical. It's just readies in the bank.
It's financially that the Wales outfit put in a bigger package than any other test stadium, and that's exactly what happened. So. What went on last time there with the fact that you know, Jimmy Anderson and Monty Panesar, you know, they really just...
Monty Panesar, that
do you
sounds
Monty?
A long time ago.
Well,
Luton Town fan.
Literally was blocking it, and there was people clapping, there was people bringing drinks on to slow it down. Ricky Ponting was, you know, telling them to do one, get off the pitch, you know, and all. It was a great way of starting the Test series. It was like a win. Even though it was a draw for England, it was like a win. So, you know, England are moving in the right direction. An Australian coach taking over, Trevor Bayliss.
Yeah.
He'll bring something different.
Wonder how he feels.
Well, he's being paid. He's going to feel
I
great.
I know, but Tom...
He's being paid money. Ready.
You think about money all the time.
No, I don't think about
money. I think
money.
About the honour, the country. You know, I'm playing against my own country.
So you're telling me if you'd have had the opportunity... And don't lie here, Alan. Don't look in my eyes and lie to me, right?
Yes.
If you'd have had the opportunity to manage England at football, you'd have said no.
I couldn't manage England against Scotland. Couldn't do
why?
It for all the tea in China.
Why, though?
Because I'm a jock, that's
you're
why.
You're a professional.
I am, but that's different.
But that's like saying Bertie, who was it?
Vokes,
who took over.
Yeah, and he should never have taken over.
Well, okay, whatever you thought of him. Do you think he felt bad? He's been paid a wage to manage Scotland. They played against Germany, didn't they?
Well, they probably beat us about eight.
Well, it doesn't matter. But you, when you're there, it doesn't matter who you play for.
See, you're ruthless like that. You know,
it's just the way of the world.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned with a bit of loyalty in a heart. You know, you just can't.
You're trying to say that I've not got no loyalty? Is that because I've had three counties? But, going back on Bayliss, the thing about Bayliss is he's a typical, not old coach. He just allows people just to be themselves, to go out there and have a smile on the face. You love having a smile. Every time I'm in the studio with you or when we're OB, you take the mickey out of me, you like to have a laugh because you wouldn't want to come into work and be miserable. You wouldn't get up at 5 in the morning.
So what about Ryan Harris? Now, is he going to be back in time? Because for me, he's most consistent player they've got.
Look, he's been wrapped in cotton wool. He's had knee operation after knee operation. And he's really worked hard on making sure that he gets himself right. This is the biggest series any cricketer could play in, an Ashes series. So for Ryan Harris to be back, the only problem is he can't play all 5 test matches. He normally plays 2 and has to miss one because of where he is with his knees. So that is a big, big test of Darren Lehman and what he can do as coach.
And a massive plus for England has got to be Joe Root.
Oh, look, I think he's one of the best players in the world at the moment in all formats. The way that he's played in test cricket, one day cricket, 2020, just his confidence. I'm not sure whether you noticed the test match at Lords. He even knocked the cameraman over at Sky, picked him up, picked his camera up and started looking at how to be a cameraman. He's thinking of his jobs ahead. That's clever. Work. I like that. I do like that.
Now, you are very optimistic, but so Australia are not going to. I know people have had 5-0.
It won't be 5-0. I can assure you that now. It will not be 5-0. I'll put a massive bet on with you now that it will not be 5-0 Australia. I think Australia will go in as favourites, but I have got a sneaky feeling that if Australia slightly underestimate this England side, England have got a chance. I think if England win at Cardiff, I think
that's
they can
the key,
win.
Is it?
I think whoever takes the momentum out of that first Test match, I think wins the series. Mm. And if England can get that confidence, they still have a chance.
How big is this, Dom? You know, we talk about football.
Massive.
Man U against Liverpool, Chelsea against Arsenal, or Spurs Arsenal, big derbies. This is England's biggest game, isn't it? Biggest test.
This is the pinnacle of your career as an individual, as of the nation's career. This is the old enemy. This is the people that, you know, when you're on a pitch with them, go back body line. People want, you know, they're trying to kill you. You know, and all the nasty verbals that come out.
Well, they're trying to hurt you. Let's rephrase that.
They're trying to hurt you. You know, and that's the way, you know, it is. You go out there to hurt, whether it's mental, whether it's physical, whatever it is. They go out there and they're ruthless with it. They say some nasty things on that pitch. They want to beat you. But it is. It's a fantastic series to be involved in. The crowd are fantastic. Home and away. I've been lucky to play in both home and away.
What's your best memories, Dom?
Well, playing against the likes of McGrath and Lee and Shane Warne, Steve Waugh. I've played one day against Alan Border, the great Alan Border. You know, you look at where you've been in your career. And
you played
even
against
though,
Bradman, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Played against him as well. Yeah, he was decent, actually, him. Yeah, he was decent, but there is some classics out there that you forget as you get older, and I'm sure you're a lot older than me.
Just a little older than me.
You forget things that went on in your career, and I can remember Glenn McGrath running from the other side of the pitch when I got out to Brett Lee just to tell me to do one.
Really?
I got into his head that much.
And knowing you as I do, I'm sure you didn't say, okay, Glenn, I'll see you in a bit.
No, I did have a go back at him and said,
is there players in the England team that will give it back, though?
No, I think maybe not as verbal as they used to be. As in, when you think about the 4-man quartet they had Flintoff, Harmison, Hoggard, Jones. Jones is, I tell you what, we have him on some shows sometimes. Simon Jones is a nasty piece of work when he's got that ball in his hand. I call him the firework. He explodes. Matthew Hoggard, Yorkshire man, he'll give it you. Flintoff, you've heard him. Mm. He just got a few, you know, slight little things. And they got into Matthew Hayden. They called him Buzz Lightyear. He hated it. Here he is, here's Buzz. he hated it. They got into Justin Langer. They got into all of them.
I liked him as a player, as an opener.
Look,
Langer, for me, was a great player.
But what you have to do is, it's like a pack of wolves. If one goes in, you all go in. And that's the one thing about it. You know, you always
but
just
England
go in.
Are now saying they're together again. So, you know, they need to be to give their assurance again.
I think, you know, you've got to still enjoy it. You've got to enjoy it. And, you know, you don't want to lose. But when you lose, you just think, okay, we've lost this test match. What are we going to do next one? So enjoy it. Stick together. And the leaders need to take that team forward. The Joe Roots, as you say, the Jimmy Anderson, who, what a career he's had. 400 test wickets, overtakes Ian Botham. He'll go to 500 easy. Alistair Cook has come on. He's getting
What
runs.
About Alistair? I was going to come on to Alistair. I think for Essex a few days ago, he got a nice 56 unbeaten. You know,
he got 100 against Derbyshire, so he's in form. Ian Bell got 100 for Warwickshire.
Yeah.
You know, Alistair Cook's last Test match got 100 against New Zealand. So things are looking, they're progressing nicely. And you know what it's like when any sport, horse racing, football, you try and get yourself to the place where you know you can push on, and England are going to get there.
England with the ball in hand. For me, this, I have no doubt, bats wise, you know, bat in hand, England can match them. Is the bowling side of it worries me?
I don't think
it is.
Are
you Rashid or are you Moeen Ali?
I would go Rashid. I like Moeen Ali. I think he's a very, very good player. But he's struggled with his off-spin, and that's been the problem. Rashid brings something, brings the X factor, brings the... Look, this is a big comment. He brings something that Shane Warne had, an ability to spin the ball both ways, bamboozle the opposition, and then we haven't had one of them for a long, long time. Graham Swan, a fantastic spinner, but you knew that it was only off-spin, whereas Rashid, he'll concede a lot of runs, he's got something.
Yeah.
When you look at the other bowlers, Anderson and Broad won't let you down. The two guys that England, Australia don't know about, really, and I know a bit about Ben Stokes, is Wood. Wood has got something that I actually think could upset the Australians. He's got pace. He's explosive. He's very similar to Simon Jones, short run, and he can hit people, and I mean hit them physically, but also be able to move the ball. So in some ways, they're a little bit green, which may worry a lot of people. But actually, I think that's the way to go in against the Ashes.
So we got Cardiff, then Lords. What's after that? Where are we next?
We've got Trent Bridge, then we've got Edgbaston, and then the Oval, the last one. So five Test matches. England, obviously, you know, they go into the Test series believing that you try and hit them straight away.
Yeah.
Hit them hard straight away. Hopefully, you know, the wickets, I think the wickets are a big issue. What do they play Australia on? I think they should go on a typical English low-seaming wicket and take him on that. So our bowlers...
Does that depend on the weather, Tom, or can the groundsman do that with regardless?
I always say to you at Lords, when you say, well, what will they do when they have a toss-up? Look up first. Don't look down, look up. If it's sunny, bat. If it's going to be, you know, cloudy, overcast, humid, have a bowl. Because if you can get four or five wickets in that first session, even though Australia bat all the way down, just look at Steve Smith, Brad Haddon, Shane Watson, sure, Michael Clarke. Fantastic middle order.
So what if Cardiff goes wrong and Australia win the first one?
Then it becomes difficult. But England have to understand that this is a seasoned team in Australia now. We were talking about, what, Australia, was it 4 years ago, losing 5-0 to India, 4-0 in India. They got rid of the coach, do you remember, Mickey Arthur, and we were talking to Darren Lehman,
yeah,
what would he do?
Absolutely.
Right, now we're in a similar situation. We've just got rid of our coach, Peter Moores. We're bringing in a new coach, Trevor Bayliss, with Paul Farbrace. Mm. So if England go 1-0 down, I think don't panic. Do not panic. Realise that Australia, they're not fallible. That, you know, you can get into them early on. You can cause a little bit of panic within that side, and when Australia panic, they play poorly. I've seen it over, even against the best teams.
What about some of the Aussie players? What are they saying? Are they playing it down, or are they coming here full of confidence, saying, you know, we're coming here to put you to the sword?
I've spoke to a lot of Aussies, and they'll say, look, you know, they'll say they're concentrating on the West Indies tour when they were in the West Indies, but actually, as a player, you've always got one mind on the Ashes series. It's one of the biggest series. You imagine a team like Australia with all the history. You talk about Bradman. You talk about some of the greats. Lilly, Thompson, the Waugh brothers, Taylor, Steve Waugh. You are following footsteps of greats. Going into Lords and going into that. And I know you. I'm not sure whether you've been up to the changing rooms. You go to the changing rooms, home and away.
No.
And you look up and they have these honours boards. And literally, the away team, they look at how many Australians are on there and they'll say to it, this Test match, we get one more Aussie on there.
And what name is on both boards more common than others? Bat and bowling. What name? I've done them.
What name is on both home and away?
What name is most common? In other words, gets more mentions on batting and bowling. There's one name stands out.
Ian Botham?
Correct.
Well, yeah, correct. Ian Botham is possibly, you know, one of the best all-rounders that England have had. Well, probably the best all-rounder England have ever had. And when you're an England side, you look up and you see that. You see all the performances. Anderson is up there. Cook's up there. Alan Lamb. Graham Gooch. All the greats. WG Grace. Go all the way back. And as an England player, when you see those people up there, you want to be up there. So that's why it inspires you to be. And that's the second test match, Lords.
What do they say to you when you walk out of Lords? You know, you got rows of the... You know,
MCC members.
Yeah, the old guys out there. You know,
are they falling asleep?
Are they very encouraging to you, Dominic? Or?
It just depends what situation you're in. I remember when I walked in when England were 145 for six. I was number eight. We were chasing 190. And I remember walking out to about, oh, we've lost this, Cork's in now. Yeah, brilliant enough. Do you remember that, lads? Yeah, you're listening to this.
You didn't turn round.
No, I didn't say anything. But if you're listening to this, just remember what happened. What happened? Yeah, I was 32 not out, and we won. So, yeah, that Cork didn't lose it. And that's what you...
But you're not tempted to turn around and say, excuse me, what did you say?
No, because you use that as inspiration.
Because they're all half asleep and you know, three parts to the wind.
Alan, very similar situation. Derbyshire played Lancashire at Lords. Lords final, 1993. Different game. I walked out 66-4. Derbyshire members in there. Cork's in at six. We're finished. We won the game. We beat Lancashire. So,
can you tell your gardeners to go away? We're at Dominic's mansion here.
Yeah.
And he's having his eight acres of lawn cut.
It's a joke. They've just got to fertilise the green as well.
Australian great players, seriously, that you got on with and the ones you didn't.
There's not a lot I got on with, I can tell you that.
Oh, you must have done.
No, look, I spent a lot of time with Michael Slater, whether you call him a great, but he was a very good opening batsman. There is some... When you get them off the pitch... They are different people. On the pitch, they're nasty, they're vicious, they're horrible people. But that's how I was brought up to be. My dad always said, you don't have friends on the pitch, you have friends off the pitch. Mm. On the pitch, doesn't matter if he's your best buddy, you get him out or you hit him for four or you don't let him get you out. Glenn McGaugh, great guy to talk to.
He was so consistent,
Brett
wasn't he?
Brett Lee, pace, you know. Jason Gillespie, oh my word, nasty, long hair, looks like a gypsy, looks like, you know, whatever it was.
I like Brett Lee, me. Well, he was quick, Dom.
Yeah, oh yeah, don't worry about Brett Lee. You know, he made sure that, you know, he knew you were in a fight when he bowled at you. I was smashed in the face at Perth, and it was from one of their slowest bowlers, Damien Fleming, went straight through the grill.
Yeah.
We lost the game in 3 days, and... My eyes were all black, couldn't see. They were laughing at me, the Aussies. I walked into the pub because you always have a drink. They were laughing. Here he is. Look at him, he can't see anymore.
Oh, no.
Smashed me straight in the face. But going back to the greats, there's been... I don't think you can go any... Steve Waugh.
Yeah.
Captain
Is it Michael we speak to a lot?
Ruthless.
I think we speak to his brother, don't we? Michael Waugh.
Mark Waugh.
Mark Waugh. That's his other brother
Mark was a fantastic player. Played for Essex, overseas for Essex as well.
Yeah, that's him.
Mark Taylor. You know, you go all the way through. Shane Warne, you know, I don't think you can go anywhere. You won't get any better spinner, I don't think, even though Mutiah Muthurithiran. But I think you go back to an Ashes series, and for me, the ball of all balls, the ball that got Mike Gatting out.
Yeah.
You know, this is a...
Was there a bit of fortune and good fortune that he just hit the right spot?
Maybe, but to do it, first ball. You know, he was a bit chubbier then days. He's you know, and... He was a surfer, bleached blonde hair. Everybody thinking, who's this joker?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he got, you know, the little bit of a dip that he got, the bit of...
He had that X factor, didn't he?
And he just brought something. You know,
So tell me this then. With Rashid, with Moeen Ali, why is there no real top class? Why is there not enough spinners in English cricket?
Yeah, it's been a problem for a while. You know, you go back and you think of some of the best spinners we had, the Derry Underwoods, you know, the Phil Edmonds, the John Embrys, the Graham Swans. They haven't come round too often, have they? And I think that's been the problem. Ashley Giles, although he was, you know, a good bowler, wasn't really a big spinner of the ball. And I think that's down to county cricket and trying to get people to work on bowling spin. And that is a problem for us. And that's why we're playing a batsman who bowls. That's what Moeen Ali is. He's not a spin bowler, really. He's a batsman who's just learnt how to bowl spin. Rashid is a proper bowler. But the problem is he's not consistent enough.
Yeah. So is that like, because he's not playing enough?
No, because I just think he's still getting used to understanding the art of bowling leg spin. What Rashid has to do, he has to get the art back of actually consistently hitting line and length, because he'll bamboozle them with the different balls. Remember, he's got three different balls. He's got the leg spinner, he's got the googly, and he's got the top spinner. So he's got three balls there that spin. One goes straight on the top spinner. Leg spinner goes from right to left. And a googly goes from left to right. So, perfect way of doing it. You know, and that's just through the hand, how it comes over.
Yeah. In terms of the bat for the Australians, who do you fear?
Steve Smith. I don't think you can get
still.
Any, yeah, Steve Smith. He, you know, he's 199. He got against the West Indies in his last Test match.
Don, what's happened to them? What's happened to the West Indies? I know, right. Sorry, but
Steve Smith. No, I know, it's sad.
And I don't want to take anything away from Steve Smith, but what has happened to them?
No, it's just sad. It's a decline. It's because cricket has, they've fallen out of love with the game. You know, American sport has come over to the West Indies, so you've got the basketball, you've got the baseball, and that's what they live up to now. And the West Indies cricket has been in decline. It's getting a bit better.
Yeah.
Phil Simmons is bringing through some youngsters. So, you know, there is positives. But going back onto that question about Australia batsmen, Steve Smith, Michael Clarke, and I'm going to throw another one, Shane Watson batting six. If he plays, that to me is a team that, wow. If they get themselves in, they've got a chance.
And Jimmy Anderson, will Jimmy play in all five
tests?
Yes,
definitely. He's been rested from the one day. He's not playing against Lancashire. He will definitely play all five test matches. And let me just tell you, even though he's got to 400, he's so hungry. He so wants more. If he's on form, this is one of the cogs of how England could win the Ashes back. If he bowls well and bowls them out consistently, don't be shocked if England win the Ashes.
And they've got the new mascot, haven't they? Ernie the Urn.
Yeah, I'm thinking of applying for the job. That? Ernie, it's a good name, that is. Well done, the ECB. Yeah, well done. Woo.
Ernie the Urn, can you believe it?
That must have taken some sorting out. How did they get that
called
name?
It called KP the Urn, couldn't they?
Maybe, yeah. But I think that might have been just a little bit controversial about that. But interesting to see how many of those they sell. I'm not sure I'll be buying one.
So tell me, you'll do all five, will you? I know you're going to Cardiff. I'm at Lords, actually.
Yeah, looking forward to doing all five and just can't wait to just watch it. You know, I've seen them over a period of time. I've seen some great test cricket over the time. I've been involved in some good test cricket. But for some reason, this just seems like it's the right time to take on Australia. England are getting themselves into a position. And who knows, Alan? Who knows? We could be standing here in, 2 months' time saying, could you believe it? England have won the Ashes?
Mm. Well, they've got a better chance now than they had a few months ago.
Absolutely.
That's for sure.
Absolutely.
Corky, brilliant. Enjoy Cardiff, the first one.
Thanks, Alan.
Dominic Cork.
Brought to you by Audioboom.